Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 53 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I moved 3 feet. It's a bit of an exaggeration. I moved 20 feet and it cooled down 20 degrees. We're here at the New Jersey Botanical Gardens in Ringwood State Park. This is a really pretty place. That it is humid as fuck. I'm sweating through one of my nicest shirts. I'm wearing an orange pelican button up because I pelican do this, not pelicant. And yeah, something that I really want to know is why people are here. Why can't I just be alone? Why can't I be alone? With each passing episode, I hope that I will find more and more public spaces to record in, and that'll be my confidence rising, because right now, I don't want to be anywhere in the vicinity of I don't want to be 3,000 feet from a person. I'm just watching cars pull up, and I'm watching, parking spaces get taken, and I'm hoping that no one drives up here, because I don't want to be near anyone. I just get away from me, people. I'm sick and tired of people. Oh, people, go away. No one wants you here. I'm sick and tired of society. Let me escape. Let me run away. I wanna live off the grid. We off the grid. We're here at Ringwood State Park, the Botanical Gardens, where you can see some really pretty nature. All the organized plants that they have planted, it's really pretty. I like them. And then they let them grow, and there are bumblebees, and the bumblebees are pretty. There's some type of... I thought that was a bumblebee. Actually, that's some kind of beetle. He's fucking gigantic. Please do not climb onto my computer. Or fly. Oh, Jesus. Why do bugs move so spastically? It's like they skip frames sometimes. Why do bugs skip frames? They're on a different frame rate than humans. Like, what are you doing, bro? Go get. Yeah, so there's statues and all that cool stuff in the botanical gardens, and it's cool to walk past it and see them, because you can. You know, eyes are a pretty cool invention. They sit right about yay high in your skull, and you sit there and you just observe the world around you and gather information, which is, isn't it interesting how our brains flip the image? Like, our eyes see it upside down because cameras and angles and mirrors, and then our brain interprets the information right side up. I wonder if there's a disease that you can have where your eyes no longer flip itself and you just accidentally start seeing upside down. That's got to be a thing in someone's brain, some kind of neurological disease. I don't see why you couldn't, and even if it wasn't, I'm sure they can invent it. They could just clip a little snip, and then you will no longer see upright. you'll see the correct way. Because we're actually seeing the world upside down. You ever think about that? How everything you know is a lie? Everything is actually... The sky's that way. The sky's down. And we are not... We flip it all upside down. And you're walking through the botanical gardens and you're like, wow, that's a pretty statue of a boy. Of a little cherubic little baby boy with wings and a dick. I feel like is it just me? Or why does every statue have to have a dick on it? Even if it's a woman, there's a dick. It's always a dick. Even if it's a child, there's a dick. Like, why are they so obsessed with little pee-pee-pees? Why can't we just not? Why can't it be like a Barbie doll down there? Why can't, why do they have to, why are people who make statues so insistent on crafting a child's dick? You don't need, you can skip over that part. You don't need to include that. There's, you have all the artistic integrity in the entire world, and you can, you really have the freedom to do whatever you like. You don't have to make a child's penis, and yet you choose to. Multiple. I feel like I've seen more statues of children with dicks than statues of children without dicks. Because it's anatomically correct, I guess. I just watched somebody park on a curb. Oh, what an idiot. And he's going forward still. Oh, fuck. He's just in the grass now. Okay. I guess he just doesn't give a fuck. I need to be like that guy over there. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll just drive right on the grass. I need to not give a fuck. I need to just park my, set up my little place anywhere and just start recording and saying whatever the fuck I want to say. Talking about how people who make statues are actually pedophiles. I need to say that in public. I need grandmothers to hear me talking about how, why do they have to craft child's junk? Why do people who make statues insist on crafting a child's balls? Spending hours on it, probably. So much time spent to make this child's dick look as beautiful as pot. You want to make a beautiful child's dick? That was the original lolly. I bet pedophiles would go up to... Why am I always talking about pedophiles? I bet pedophiles back in the old day... Well, actually, things were a lot... there were no cameras, so you could probably get away with a lot more. But... if we had nowadays laws and, or it doesn't have to be in the olden days, people who are pedophiles now, I insist you go look at some statues and take some pictures of some statues, and maybe that'll be good enough. That's the only humane way to jerk off. Oh. I started it, so I have to finish it. You know the rules. It's the only humane way to jerk off to a child is for it to be a statue. Because that's not hurting anyone. Oh, God. Why does there have to be an angle? There's an angle for everything. You can defend pedophilia if it's a statue. Because, you know... It's the eye of the beholder. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You can look at a statue and be like, oh yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't even know how to continue with this. I want to change the topic so bad. But I gotta talk about it now. We're here. This is where we're at. We have uncomfortable conversations. We have important conversations here. We talk about what you really need to think about, which is, why don't pedophiles just jerk off to statues if they love child's dick so much? Because they're there, and that's what they want. That's what they like. So, I don't know, if you know a pedophile, recommend that to them, I guess. It's like, buddy, you don't have to live this life. There's a humane way for you to get your rocks off. Oh my God. Yeah, so going into nature, you really think about nature, and you're like, how much of it's man-made? A lot of it. And especially when you're hearing gunshots in the distance, It's not real. It's all fake. I cannot go once into nature without being like, it's all fake. It's all fake. If I would like it for once, if I could just be in actual nature, and I just gotta go to a farm. I just need to go to a farm or a forest. My hope is that with each passing episode, I will get more and more confident about where I choose to record, because I genuinely spent probably 2 hours trying to find a place to sit down and record, and I thought I found a place, and I sat down, I had my laptop all set up and shit, and then people started walking over like I wasn't trying to do something. So I just packed it up and I left. So that's how now we're in the corner of a parking lot, because that is seems to be the most remote place. I can yell if I want to, and no one's gonna stop me. So that's cool. I can actually yell, which is the goal. I would like to be able to scream and for no one to hear my screams, because that is where I'm at in life. I want to be away from everyone. Nothing gives me more anxiety than a person. I had to talk to a person yesterday, and my heart just filled up with pressure, and I thought I was gonna die. He was the nicest guy ever, too. It wasn't even like a big deal. He was just a nice guy, but I don't know how to talk to people. Just one interaction with a person will fuck up my day. For the rest of the day, I just felt anxious. I don't know why. Something, it just threw me off. I wasn't prepared to talk to anyone. And I don't know how to make small talk, so the whole time I'm just focused on trying to sound like I understand small talk and I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing, and so I just come across like I don't want to talk to you, which is the truth. I don't want to talk to you, but it's not even that I don't like you, it's just that it just sucks. I hate it. And I'm not good at it. And I would rather people just understand just by looking at me. I want people to get the vibe. I want people to think to themselves, oh, he doesn't want me to talk to him. And for the most part, I feel like people get that. I feel like people don't want to talk to me. It's good. It's good. I don't have to talk to anyone. It's no one matches with me on Tinder. I say you try to be yourself, right? You try to be yourself, and I just say what I would say if we were in person, but that makes for really bad texting. Talking about dating apps now. That's my little in. I just found it. I want people from the outside to look at me and think he doesn't want to talk to me, which is good in person, but when it comes to meeting anyone, that's where I run into some problems, because I kind of make it my aura that I don't want to be talked to. And when people think that you don't want to be talked to, they think that you don't want, even if they're like, she's a pretty girl, and then I get nervous to talk to girls. I'm just a little bit of a mess. I'm just a little messy little boy. I'm not good at anything. I don't know how to function like normal people. I wish I could. God, I wish I could. But, growing up in front of a computer really does something to a man. It really does something to a boy. Really changes the way that their chemical structure balance, the way that they prefer. I'm not good at meeting people. I would rather skip all the bullshit and just jump straight into like trauma bonding, which that's unhealthy. And then you have fake bonds, and I don't know how to have a deep connection with anyone anymore. Not that I was ever really good with it to begin with, but now any growth that I had, any like progress that I made with being able to let people into my life and for my heart to be attached to them has been shattered. Don't want to always bring it back to like, that shit, but I genuinely do struggle with that. That's something I think about a lot. I'm just like, damn, I got friends. I have friends, but I don't feel it's on my end. I don't feel like I have any deep connections, and that's something that I probably should go to therapy for. But instead, I just rant it in front of a camera and I upload it to the internet for everyone to see. And it's all public. Me talking about pedophiles and how that they should. It is harmless. It is harmless for pedophiles to jerk off to statues. Because, look, if they're gonna make child dicks, then just, that seems like the perfect opportunity. But I bet that there's something about pedophilia where they probably like, it's probably be harder for me to jerk off to a statue, so. Fucked up. Fucked up. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I hope, I don't know. I want more confidence. I dream of having confidence. I lay in bed and I literally dream that I talk to people like a normal person. Like I have a normal conversation, and then afterwards I don't even think about it. I don't even think about how awkward I was. There's no stress. And that's the fucking worst part of like social anxiety, is that it's all on your end. I talk to people and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm awkward. And they're like, you're not awkward. And I'm like, I'm not. Yeah, I am. I cannot physically picture myself not being awkward. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're like, I'm awkward. And that's just like the way I think about myself. Maybe, well, it does have a lot to do with self-confidence. I have a lot of issues with self-confidence because I'm an artist or whatever. And which is actually a good transition into talking about my newest drawing. It was really an exercise in confidence and self-love. I struggle a lot with self-confidence issues and just like not feeling like I matter or like not feeling like anyone cares. And that's the biggest change I think has happened in my life recently, is that I just started making, I think for myself, I don't know. I genuinely have no idea how to take in, how to consume anything I put out. I'm like, I don't know if I would watch this, but I'm making it. And that is something that I don't really know what to do about. I have absolutely no idea how my content is received, but we're just gonna keep going with it. And anytime I ask for feedback, if I get a compliment, I'm uncomfortable. And if I get an insult, I am insulted and I feel like I'm wasting my time. So there's no good outcome of feedback. And my roommate is actually like, that's the whole point. She doesn't give me feedback on anything I show her because she wants me to create for myself, and that's the real important part. But like, there's this weird being an artist thing where you're like, on one hand you kind of want to be tortured, on one hand you kind of like, you do like beg for it. Is there's a lot of parallels with the way that I have like relationships. I've only been in two relationships, but anytime that I was ever doubtful of myself, I would reach out to my partner and I would be like, I everything's okay, right? And it wouldn't matter what their answer is, I would still feel
feel like shit, kinda. It would never be good enough. It's never good enough. The positive feedback's never good enough. And if anything is wrong, then it's gonna feel worse. It's a lose-lose getting feedback. And the best solution, logically, is just to be yourself, which I guess is what this is. But there's still that part, that needy part of you that wants to know if it is worth it. But whose opinion is going to make me feel confident? And the answer is me. I didn't know where I was going to point. I was going to point at me. The only person whose feedback I will take seriously is myself. If you have the confidence to enjoy what you're doing because it makes you happy doing it just for you, then that's the only thing that matters, I guess. And that would be an easy thing to... It's so fucking easy to say, but to actually practice it is a whole separate thing. It's like a whole new thing to sit there and say to yourself, okay, I figured out logically what to do, and I picture myself the way that I want to be. But then in actuality, I start drawing... And I kind of feel like shit. It brings up all those feelings again where it's like, is this worth my time? Am I wasting my time? Is anyone gonna care? Is no one gonna care? Are people gonna hate it? Are people gonna like it? And there's all these anxieties just from fucking moving a pencil around a paper. There's all these feelings that spark up again, because I haven't drawn since my traumatic event 2 years ago. The album, I named the piece after an album that came out 2 days before my friend died, July 26th, the greatest hits of Spoon, Everything at Once, Everything Hits at Once. That album really helped me through that summer. And I haven't drawn anything since like September something, 2019. And I stopped for a couple reasons. I was just bored. And also, I didn't feel like it anymore. And then lately I've been getting like people saying that, you know, I should make art again. I should do shit again. And there's been something, I feel like something's been missing for me too as an artist. It's like you can't really call yourself an artist if you don't make art. There was just a 2 year little dip in my career of drawing, and I finally put pen to page again. And because I would always draw things that were pictures that already existed. I would copy pictures in a 1x1 grid. It's, you know, like 1 inch by 1 inch grid. And then I would make the same grid on the reference and just draw the same shit. Like it literally already existed and I was just drawing it. And I got a lot of praise for that because, you know, when people see something that looks real, they're like, wow, that looks real. But that, yeah, it just, that it looks real. And then that's, I guess I proved I can do it. And I got bored. So I didn't do anything for 2 years. And so once I started doing, once I decided to draw again, once I broke that seal, all these emotions came back, and I was like, who am I doing this for? What is the point? Why am I doing this? And at first, I was really excited. I was like, oh my God, I haven't drawn in 2 years, and I'm drawing again. And I was very excited, but the second and third day working on it, I just like slowly started to hate myself more and more.
like, the last day I worked on it, I kind of just, like, I didn't think it was finished personally, but I was finished with the drawing. I was fucking done. It was making me upset. It was bringing up something dark that I haven't explored. I don't know if it's drawing being associated with shit, a lot of bad shit. I don't know what it was, but something was making me feel like garbage while I was drawing, and so I kind of just stopped. But the whole point of the drawing itself was to accept my flaws. I purposely drew with Sharpie and colored pencil, two things that, well, I never drew with Sharpie, and I never colored with colored pencils because charcoal and pastel would always be my medium, and there's a lot of room for error with those two things. So there's room for error, and then likewise room to fix whatever you fucked up. But with Sharpie and colored pencil, there's no room for error. I forced myself to live with my mistake. And there were so many moments during it that I was like, I need to make that line smoother. I need to do this. I need to do that. And I sat there and I resisted. Some of the things I resisted, other things I didn't. But it was, that's one of the anxieties, is that every person who draws knows, it could point to, you point to any one of their drawings and they could tell you every single thing they fucked up on. It's like, oh, the nose is weird, the eyes are like kind of off. And I don't know. I guess that's the anxieties of being an artist. And I just wanted to fight that. I wanted to fight that because I don't think that that's healthy. And I also was, I already went over how that was, I don't think my brain is working very well right now because it's so hot. And I need to take a sip of water. But the important thing is that I drew again. I guess that's a little bit of backstory to that drawing. Yeah, there's a lot of anxieties that I have about self-confidence and being open with myself. I dream of being the person that is fun and silly. And I'm just on this quest to find that person. I'm sick of talking deep right now. I'm going to move on to something else. Are you motivated? Are you motivated? I don't think so. I don't think you're motivated. I think if you were motivated, here's the secret, okay? A lot of people would tell you a lot of bullshit, a lot of fake bullshit about motivation and where it comes from and things you gotta do in order to be motivated. Well, here's the truth about motivation, okay? You're not gonna watch a video and be like, wow, yeah, now I do things. No, the only way to start doing things is by starting. Okay, so if you're watching this video, trying to figure out how to get motivated, turn off the video. Get up right now. Like right now. Do it now. Not later, not at the end of the video. Now. Keep it going for you getting up out of your chair right now. Keep it going. Let's give you a round of applause. Round of applause. You keep on going. You look at you getting up out of that chair right now. Right now. Get up out of that chair and run all over the place. Run up on the walls. Draw on the walls. Paint your face. Do the things that you always wanted to do. Right now. Turn off the video. Stop watching this. You watching this. I'm talking to you. Stop it. Listen to me. Get up. Get out. Get moving. Get grooving.
sit a little bit less. Get up and touch your toes. Doesn't matter if you have to bend your knees, just touch them. Feel your toes, put your fingers all in between the little crevices. Get a little bit of that fungus in between your nail and then clean that shit off, because that's gross. Clip your toenails too while you're at it, because you know they're getting a little too long. And then once you're done with that, once you're done touching all your little toesies, once you're done touching all your digits, fucking clean behind your ears, take a shower, run a little roller coaster through your home, build a big building, and then jump off of it and land on a trampoline, because you don't want to die. The truth is, you're scared of dying, and that's why you do nothing. But you need to let your fear of death be stronger than your fear of doing... You need to let your fear of, death be stronger than your fear of doing nothing for your whole life. You want to be the person that you want to be. You want to be successful. You know what successful people don't do? They don't just sit there. They get up and get groove. They get going. Get up. You, right now, get out of here. Listen, the love of your life is not in your basement, Jerry. Okay? You got to get out of you got to go run around a little bit. Get out. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, mister, you get moving, little bitch. You get up and you just take all those stinky little shoes of yours and put them on. And then once you're done touching your toes, you flip on those socks and you just slip them on. And then you put those shoes on and you tie them up real good, real tight, real nice and tight. Cut off the blood supply to your feet, because now you're purple, man. You get purple feet now. Get up and get out. Get moving. Get grooving. Put on the shoes and toes and socks. Put on each little toenail. Glue them back on, because you cut them off. You cut them too short. Glue them back on. And then once you do that, you'll feel better. But you're still watching this video. So what the fuck? So all this is for nothing? You're going to make me have sat here and tell you to move instead of me moving. It's ironic that I'm the one sitting and telling you to get up. Let's do it together, okay? If you haven't done it yet, do it now with me. Stand up. And now I'm probably out of the frame, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Maybe the point of this little exercise I'm telling you to do is just to do a couple squats. Get the fuck out of here. Do something with your life, because it's gonna be harder tomorrow, and you gotta start sometime. Make that cup of tea. I'm bad at remembering to do that. I like coffee more, and you know what? That's the fact. The truth of the matter is that I don't actually really like tea. I try to force myself to drink tea, but not that good. I need to find a better tea bag to put in my hot water. Listen, if you're still sitting, ascend. Get higher up, baby. Put yourself into a different plane of, get yourself into a different Y coordinate, okay? Fucking dick, move. Oh, there's a person approaching. That's strange, isn't it? All right, and then turning around. See, I powered straight through that. I don't give a fuck. They're just driving around. They're doing little donuts. Did a little S. They're driving. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Okay? I have confidence. And that's the truth, is that you have to fake it till you make it. Okay? You don't actually want to get up. You know you don't. But part of faking it till you make it is doing the hard thing. Because as Coldplay once said, nobody said it was gonna be easy. Nope. Nobody said it was gonna be easy. Get up. Stop sitting. Your butt has pimples because you sit on it so often that it cuts off the circulate, it cuts off the air supply to your ass cheeks, bro. You wouldn't have ass pimples. You wouldn't have ass pimples if you stood up once in a while, okay? You get it? You understand where I'm coming from? I am one of these people. I am the person that I am trying to tell you not to be. So get up and get a little bit of, get those ass pimples gone by taking care of yourself. Start taking care of yourself. Once I go home, I'm going to clip my nails because I haven't done that in a minute and they're actually starting to, if you don't clip your nails, they'll clip themselves. I have a little dent in it. Get up, get out, put those ass pimples to the side, put them where they belong, in the sky. What does that mean? No one knows, okay? Here's the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter is that you're still sitting and still watching this, and that's a problem. Stand and watch this, at least, okay? At least standing burns more calories. At least standing will help your ass pimples go away, okay? I get it. I have them. And you know how you get them? But keep sitting. Fucking trying to kill these mosquitoes. I am so powerful. I put mosquitoes in their graves, son. Mosquitoes, when they find me, they just run. Actually, that's not true. They fucking love me, dude. I've been getting eaten alive these past few weeks. But you know what? The turnover is really quick. I get a mosquito bite and then it's kind of gone tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's what you will be if you don't stand. If you don't stand, you will be dead. Listen. Motivation. You're not going to watch. Motivation comes from this video right here. Turn it off. Turn it off. Get up. Stupid groove in. Get dance on the dance floor. Do the things that you wish. If you were going to die tomorrow, if you were going to die in the next second, what would you do? You'd be like, well, fuck, and then you'd be dead. And that is how you need to live your life. Don't live your life like today is your last day. Live your life like this is your last second. Be in a constant state of fuck. You need to live your life like you're going to die right this second. Like you're going to... I just caught a mosquito in the middle of sticking his little tongue inside of me. You need to figure it out, okay? Because you know what? The fact of the matter is you can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped, okay? If you're looking up motivation videos, just think about the fact that someone made that video and is profiting off the fact that you're watching it, okay? So I guess what I'm saying is that if you want to get motivated, just start lying to yourself and start making motivational videos, because motivational videos don't require any proof of concept. It just says go, do it. And that is how you need to treat life itself. Because listen, okay? I've spent 450 days played on RuneScape. I'm going to keep bringing it up because it's my motivation for everything that I don't do. I don't play video games anymore because I've spent over a year of my life playing a single account on a single video game. There's no time. You can't waste this time, bro. You gotta stop. Stop pretending that you're gonna have, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. You don't have tomorrow. All you have is right now. The fact of the matter is, if you're spending any time in any other place than the present, you're dead. You're basically dead. If you're like, oh, the past was so much better, or I'm scared of the future. Yeah, I'm scared of the future too. That's why I don't think about it. Because the more that you think about the future, the less you do now that will bring that future to a gooder place. And yeah, I said gooder. I use whatever the fuck words I want, bro. Listen to me, because I know what I'm talking about. Don't you see? This is the pinnacle of success. Sitting on a curb in the middle of a parking lot, talking to you, telling you how to get motivated, because I clearly have it under control. I got it figured out. You're the one with problems. You gotta understand. This is a success. You don't know anything. You need to be the silly man that you always wanted to be. Here's a person. Yo. They're doing a little ride on the roller coaster that is a motorcycle. Motorcycles are just, you know, those people could be dead today. That's what you need to start doing. You need to live life on the edge. You need to get a motorcycle, because if you, real motivation comes from understanding that you might be dead and you need to live for the moment. And if you don't live for the moment, then you could die and having never lived. The problem with thinking about the past is it makes you feel like a victim, because you look at the past like it was rose-tinted, with those rose-tinted little baby lying glasses that you put on when you think about how things used to be. But did you ever think about the fact that when it was that time, you wished it was sooner? So stop thinking about the past and start thinking about right now. What is the future you... What would future you thank you for doing right now? Do those things. But you're still sitting here listening to this. So there's no helping you. You're not going to watch a video that's going to change your life, okay? You won't. The only way to change your life is to physically get up and get going. Put on, you know, touch your toes. The whole thing that I said. You know it all so well. Because if you don't, then it'll be harder to tomorrow. And it'll be harder and harder and harder to do anything in the coming days and weeks and months. And you will eventually have lived your entire life having done nothing. When people sit there and they're like, oh, I just love binge watching a show. I can handle 4 episodes of a show at a time. That's really my cutoff. If I watch a movie, that's it. Maybe the most, I can't sit in front of a computer. Maybe I just have like, I don't know. I create out of the fear that if I don't, I'll never get anywhere, because nobody gets anywhere by watching Netflix. It's a trap, and you have to logically convince yourself out of that hole, because no one's going to do it for you. It's really easy to sit there, but no one said it was easy. Coldplay got it right. You need to do something difficult. And you need to teach your brain that doing difficult things is good for you. Because stagnation is the root of so many mental health issues. Just sitting and being and existing, it makes your problems a lot less real, if that makes sense. Fucking, if you have the opportunity to be sitting there day after day doing nothing, go on a road trip. It will make your problems a lot more present. You know, you'd be like, I need food, water, and gas. That's what you need. That's what you need. That's life on the road. Food, water, and gas. And if you don't have one of those things, then you're fucked. Because you don't have time to be sitting there like, I'm lonely. I'm lonely. Yeah, I get lonely. I got lonely the other night and I felt like shit. And you know what I did? I deleted dating apps because I know that being happy is not going to come from finding the love of my life. It's you're not going to be whole until you're whole by yourself. Why do you want two people to be one thing? You want one people to be one thing. You want that second person to be a second person. Like, you want to be half of a person without a person? That's then you'll never feel whole. Unless you have another person. But even then, you're going to just rely on that person to feel whole. And then they'll break up with you and then you'll be half of a person again. Find love in your own brain and eyes and mouth and ears and nose. Touch your toes. Happiness, motivation really just comes from touching your toes, getting all up in that squiggles. Because if you're not doing that, then what are you doing? Sitting here telling people to do the things that you're scared of. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I am still fucking awkward. But you saw my confidence rise even as I'm recording this. At the beginning of recording this, I was nervous. And I was like, Herb, I hope people come by. But at this point, I hope people come by. And I'll be like, you want to talk? Let's have a little talk. Let's have a little sit down and chat. You know that gif of the fucking Bugs Bunny on the toilet? He scooches over to one side of the toilet and he says, come on, sit down. That's how I want to be. I want to be inviting. I want to be somebody who... Now, I like how I said the opposite like 20 minutes ago. I want no one to talk to me. I want people to talk to me. But that's the problem, is that I don't know how to talk to people. And then I'll get too real and scare them away. And how are you supposed to fake it till you make it? All I'm saying is no one's gonna make you do it. No one video is gonna be like, yeah, now I start. No, start now. Right now. Turn it off. Turn this off. No one else is gonna tell you to do that. That's the only thing that'll start. You do it. Just turn this off and do 5 push-ups. Turn this off and fucking do the thing that you want to do. Because if you're not doing that, then you're not going to get him. You're not going to go. I hate it when you, like, you're walking around and you're like, oh, this is the place that I remember. I know this place very well. And you keep on walking and you walk in and then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I just got some bad energy. Why did I get bad energy? Because I am standing where a tree used to be. If you ever just see a stump where there was a tree, a big old nice big old man, a little branch, vertical branch. I love them. I love those poles that come out of the ground, stick out, and branch all over the place. Good old tree, right? And then one day you walk past, and it's not there anymore. And you're like, why did you do it? I want to find the person who cuts down the tree. There's a huge old, big old log right there. I want to find the person who cuts down a tree and is happy about it. I was like, yeah, it's so much nicer without the... You think about how many trees there probably were 20 years ago that aren't there now. Like, even just locally, like your town, how many fucking trees there used to be? It used to be covered. Even my own backyard used to have so many trees, and now it's like... We used to call it the woods. And now there's no trees there, so it's still the woods, but there's no woods. You call it, hey, how funny is that word, the woods? It's all, what are these? They're all woods. I'm going to make a plural. It's like, it's not trees. It's wood. It's all different kinds of wood. Is yet to become wood. It's now, it's still in tree form, but it can be wood. I mean, isn't that just what wood is? Trees? I don't know. Dissecting the word woods, okay? You don't really have to think deeply about everything. Not everything's that deep. I hate it when there is a tree somewhere, then there isn't. Because there, that just reminds me that deforestation exists, and it's in your area. Coming soon to a local area near you. Deforestation, the new movie. Caught it. Don't watch it. It's a, you don't want to give it the budget because you like trees and you want them to stay there. Yeah, man, you need to get up. You need to go. You need to get off those internet. Here are some actionable things you can do to change your life for the better. Okay? If you don't have the money, I understand. Okay? But you need to get a second phone. I have two phones. One of them is my phone. And all I have on it is Snapchat, the internet, and call and text. And that's all I use it for. And notes. That's my phone. That's what I use it for. It doesn't have any other apps. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but that's basically all I use my phone for. Call, video, notes, calculator, and Snapchat. Because Snapchat is my main form of communicating with people. And then I have an entirely separate phone that I leave at home that has Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the shit that's like, you know, you gotta post. And then at once a day, at night, I post and then I put it away again. Post and ghost is the best lesson that you can take away from anything that Joe Rogan has ever said, unless you're discounting a whole person because he's a Republican. What? Believe it or not, the most popular podcaster has some value into the world, okay? The best thing that I've ever taken from him is post and ghost. Post and put it away. Don't even have Instagram or Twitter on your phone. I have Twitter on Google Chrome on my phone. And that is inconvenient enough that it makes me use it less. And anytime I just think anything, I just go to there and I say it. But then I put it back down. I'm not addicted to social media. My screen time is about 3 hours, which is still, it feels like a lot. But I know some people with 8, 10, 12. So that's something actionable that you can do to improve your life right away. And if you don't have the funds to buy a second phone, then just delete it. Then just delete it. I don't give a fuck. Second thing, stop watching the news. I don't give a fuck about anything that's going on. The only thing that's going on is right here. That's all that's happening is in my head. I don't know what's happening. I stopped paying attention. You know why? Because let's dissect the news for a second, okay? CNN, Fox News, whatever. If you're sitting there and you're saying, yeah, I trust this, let's just back up a second, okay? The news is your source of information. The news is your opinion on what's going on. There's no room for mass manipulation there, is there? That's just something that just crumbled in a matter of seconds when I realized, wait a minute. Sometimes Republicans have some good points. Because yeah, and let's get back into this, but so stop reading the news. Start writing down your thoughts. That's something that I enjoy doing. It's literally my how to improve your life is to become me. You need to, this is success. I am the pinnacle of the best. I'm so good. I am the best thing possible, imaginable. You want to be better? Be this. And anyway, I don't know who I am telling you what to do and what not to do, but I don't know. Listen, I'm reporting to you live from the middle, from the corner of a parking lot that is overgrown. It's got some grass growing out of the cracks. It's like an old parking lot. And it doesn't take much to start doing the things that you want to do. But, yeah, if you take any lesson from Coldplay, no one said it was easy. Or nobody said it was. I can't get that quote right, and I'm not going to look it up. With that being said, hope you enjoyed. If you did, please feel free to send it to someone you think might also enjoy it, because that is love, and that is how a podcast groweth. And if you're a pedophile, jerk off to a statue, because you're harming no one. And you know people who make statues love making dicks on children. So that's some fuel for your fire to get that moving. Glad I brought that up again. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.